dictation for Cheryl, Cheryl Richmond, Richmond, January 1467. Address as a letter to Dr. Murray, Murray, 463-9360. Dear Dr. Murray, follow up for Cheryl, chronic kidney disease. Comes accompanied with husband, persistent lightheadedness, weakness, unsteadiness, which is a chronic problem, although might be exacerbated recent increased dose of Sinemet for her underlying Parkinson. Denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary symptoms. Denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Review system negative. Blood pressure at home in the hundreds. Today was 120 over 80 on the right. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness. I don't see resting tremors or severe rigidity. She takes time to answer questions. Some degree of facial lack of expression, normal pupils, normal mucosal and elevation of the uvula. Next paragraph, review medications, takes nothing for blood pressure, takes a long list of medications for memory, Parkinson, and others. I did not do postural blood pressure check. Next paragraph, chemistries, August, creatinine 1.14, which is actually stable or improving. Present GFR 56, stage 3, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia, and recent ultrasound, no urinary retention, no severe urinary retention. There is also no activity in the urine for blood of protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Presently stable, no progression, asymptomatic, no dialysis, no obstruction or severe urinary retention, no activity in the urine. Blood pressure in the office appears to be well controlled, takes no medications. There has been no need to change diet for potassium, bicarbonate, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, or binders, or EPO treatment. Needs to follow with neurology about the long list of medication that she's taking. Probably postural blood pressure changes that might explain the unsteadiness besides the underlying Parkinson. Come back on the next 9 months